Namaste. Welcome to Samvad, Together in Conversation, and I am Sunil Rao here. Today we will talk about some of the excerpts from All About Me series titled What We See and Don't See by Robert Guarino. This book explores perception. Here we discover how our five senses can be extended and our perception enhanced. How we see what we see and sometimes don't see what is obviously in front of us. There are some interesting activities to participate along the way as you read, which I've mentioned in the earlier podcast as well about the All About Me series. This book is available as an ebook and can be downloaded on your Kindle. Perception is the process by which the brain selects, computes, and organizes incoming information into simple, meaningful patterns. Let's look at the excerpts, the chapter, Introduction, The Bare Necessities. Let's look at the excerpt here. Information gathered by the senses is the first step in perception. Information gathered by the senses is the first step in perception. Our brains organize the complex information received by the senses into simple, meaningful patterns. Because our brains work to simplify complex information, we often have to resist jumping to conclusions or rushing to a judgment. Sometimes, if we work too long on a problem, we can lose sight of the obvious. Just like we can't see the nose on our face. Don't shy from talking to someone that can bring a fresh perspective. The chapter on keeping it simple, stupid. We look for and find patterns everywhere, in clouds, ink blots, wallpaper, and linoleum kitchen floors. The human brain specializes in organizing complex information into simplified patterns. Prehistoric humans were running from bears. Any wild animals could be. Their survival depended on it. Detecting patterns in animal behavior assisted in hunting, and in the night sky assisted traveling. Nowadays, we are more likely to find ourselves applying this pattern-seeking ability to solving word searches, puzzles, math problems, or even analyzing a rival school's football strategies. But sometimes our ability to see patterns can get us in trouble. We see them when they aren't there. Many of our superstitions result from our brain's effort to turn incomplete information into meaningful patterns. Research suggests increased levels of dopamine, a chemical produced by the brain, contributes to a person's inclination to see a pattern in random noise. Sometimes this takes the form of hearing ghosts in the howling wind. Sometimes we see the face of a religious figure in a rock. Some athletes insist on wearing the same lucky t-shirt. Our brains use four main strategies for organizing perception. organizing by figure and background, organization by proximity, organization by similarity, organization by continuity. Once our brains are organized and interpreted external stimuli into a simple, meaningful pattern, it is not easy to get it to change. Mistakes happen. Sometimes we need to double check our interpretation of events. Sometimes we need to walk a mile in someone else's shoes before we can understand their interpretation of events. We come to chapter on let's get physical or making sense of our senses. Sight does not take place in the eyes, but with the assistance of the eyes. The color of our eyes is influenced by the part of the world our ancestors came from. Light eyes let in more light. Blue eyes are more prevalent in cold, darker climates, for example. Our sense organs gather information as a first step in perception. Smelling and tasting are chemical senses. Perception is a multisensory process. Our senses work together, often below our conscious recognition. Implicit perceptual abilities can be brought to conscious awareness and strengthened with practice. This I'll repeat again. Implicit perceptual abilities can be brought to conscious awareness and strengthened with practice. Chapter on now you see it, now you don't. Assumptions. Our perception evolved to organize and simplify information presented to the senses and to draw conclusions from incomplete sensory information so that we can act effectively and ensure our survival. When we draw conclusions based on suggestions or clues supplied by the senses, we are making unconscious inferences. If we consider that our perceptual system evolved when we were creatures living in the wilds of the world, we quickly realize that it was to our ancestors' benefit to be able to react quickly to information received from the environment. If a bear were heard coming your way, would you want a perceptual system that required you to confirm that it was a bear before you took cover? On the other hand, if you were hunting, would you not be more effective if you could track an animal from the incomplete information or clues it left behind? Our unconscious inferences are often the source of misunderstandings among friends or with parents. As assumptions change, perceptions will change too. Our needs and values influence perception. People perceive desirable objects as closer than less desirable objects. Assumptions and unconscious inferences can influence how we perceive events. Assumptions and unconscious inferences can influence how we perceive events. That's why people often disagree. We come to chapter on steady as she goes. Captain, keeping it constant. While computing, interpreting, and organizing sensory information into simple, meaningful patterns, your brain also works hard to present you with a stable, constant world despite the ever-changing sensory data you encounter. Perception is not absolute or fixed. Perception is not absolute or fixed, but relative or comparative. Interpreting sensory experience relative to other information helps maintain constancy. Interpreting sensory experience relative to other information helps maintain constancy. Remembering that our brain makes decisions based upon relative information can help you understand why a teacher might treat two students who have forgotten their homework differently. Chapter on Final Frontier, Space. Research has shown that humans rely on both internal and external cues to perceive objects and events in the space around them. Internal cues include changes in the eye and binocular disparity. External cues include interposition, perspective, size, texture gradient, and relative brightness. Motion parallax and optical expansion are external cues used when objects are in motion. Now, when you read the book in its entirety, there are explanations given to interpositions, motion parallax, optical expansion. Do go through them. We come to chapter on a round peg in a square world, or cultural effects on perception. Humans live in all types of environments in the world and in many different cultures. These cultures and environments influence what we perceive, how we interpret or make sense of sensory input. Our world is a carpentered world, dominated by boxes, rectangles, straight lines, and 90 degree angles. Our environment, culture, and education influence the relative judgments made by the brain to maintain a stable interpretation of the external world. As we are exposed to new experiences, we shouldn't be too surprised that our beliefs grow and change. We come to chapter on Stop Making Sense, Altered Perception. Like our bodies, our brain needs good care, proper nourishment, rest, restoration, and appropriate stimulation. If we are sick or tired because we just pulled an all-nighter studying for an exam, our brain's ability to judge quickly and precisely can be much slower. Drinking coffee or eating lots of sugar can alter our blood chemistry to overcome fatigue, but that won't change the way our brain functions. You may feel more awake, but your judgment may still be impaired. With repeated drug use, the brain's chemistry is altered. The brain may actually stop producing certain chemicals if a drug is supplying them. This is what causes the crippling effects of drug addiction. Without enough sleep, our judgment and memory are affected. Lack of sleep can even promote weight gain. Animals and autistic people don't see their ideas of things. they see the actual things themselves. Normal people blur all those details together into their general concept of the world. Animals see details. Interesting. We come to the chapter on mental missteps or cognitive illusions. Anchoring emphasizes the lingering effects of first impressions in evaluating later experiences. Consciously or unconsciously, we often remain anchored to our original opinions. Cognitive illusions occur because the brain makes relative judgments. I'll repeat it. Cognitive illusions occur because the brain makes relative judgments. It makes decision by comparing. When your emotions are stirred, if you are too excited or too angry, your judgment may be impaired. The chapter on different strokes for different folks, a wider range of perception. Art and literature can help us understand perception and help us avoid the pitfalls of inattentional blindness. Literature, like art, provides opportunities to pay attention to details we learn to ignore. Literature, like art, provides opportunities to pay attention to details we learn to ignore. Teaching stories are specially designed to develop thinking skills and perception. Being open to possibilities is an important characteristic of an effective problem solver. So, seeking assistance does not mean you are less independent. It actually shows you know how to use your self-control. I will once again conclude by going through the foreword which was written by Dr. Robert Einstein, where he mentions that the changes to a teen's brain are similar to the growth of a baby's brain in the first 18 months of life. A massive spurt of new brain cells called gray matter occurs, and nerve cells called neurons make new connections. Then slowly, throughout the teenage years and into the early 20s, cells that don't make connections are trimmed back. Scientists speculate that this second growth spurt aids us all in adapting to the new world. It is that period where we learn a new skill or develop a lifelong habit easily. If you take up a new skill or keep practicing at an old one, your brain will rewire itself to support these abilities at a faster rate than at any other time in your life. No wonder the teen years are such a good time to take up playing a guitar or drum or learn a new language. On the other hand, you want to avoid getting into some bad habits because they get wired in too and will be harder to change later on. Now is really a good time to learn some good habits for dealing with anger, stress, and self-control. Getting through this time in your life can sometimes feel very complicated and you struggle to make sense of the world around you. Maybe you find yourself wondering why you're suddenly so concerned about what others think. Maybe you find yourselves wanting more privacy. New questions, new school, new styles, you're changing, your friends are changing. But you might be able to make more sense of these changes if you have the right information. It is about how we see, think, and feel, how these abilities work, how they change, grow, or get stuck, and how reliable they are as we try to make sense of ourselves, our friends, our relatives, and the world around us. There is good, solid information readily available and scientifically validated, but a lot of people seem too busy to pay attention to it. But I am sure that some of us are paying attention and are wanting to pay attention and are trying to find ways to focus their attention on these relevant information. I hope that you've been able to listen to my earlier podcasts. If you haven't, do listen to them, and I'd appreciate if you leave a review and if you subscribe. These books, the All About Me series that I have now concluded with this fourth one, have very interesting participatory activities that you can undertake. These you can do with your friends, classmates, parents, a guardian at home. It gives you a chance to interact with people, real people. I hope you enjoy. I hope you pick up your copies, available digitally online as well, and keep reading and keep paying attention to things that are necessary and required. Thank you very much for listening to this podcast. We will be back soon with more. Until then, have a good day. Thank you very much.